This is Farm Progress America. Hello, everyone. I'm agriculture broadcaster Max Armstrong with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Farm Progress America is brought to you today by the Farm Progress Tech Forum. It's coming up at the end of November. Get all of the information at farmprogresstechforum.com. They're painting the barns with those old advertisements, but it's something about the beef produced in the barn. I'll talk about it after this. You know one of the greatest assets that successful progressive farmers use to improve their bottom lines? Well, it's how they approach precision agriculture to get all they can out of the data they collect throughout the cropping year. If you want to stay on top of precision ag, there's a great opportunity coming up at the end of the month. The Farm Progress Tech Forum will be November 27th and 28th. It'll be at the Marriott Conference Center, Iowa City, Iowa. And I'll be there along with a lot of other folks. You can get all of the information at the website, farmprogresstechforum.com. Learn and be inspired with all of the conference sessions and workshops taught by precision ag industry leaders and university educators. And there'll be a hands-on learning demo area where you can learn to use some of the latest precision ag equipment. Again, go to the website, farmprogresstechforum.com, for all of the information. Troy Freeman has a very busy year going on. Troy Freeman is a barn painter. Well, not just painting barns. Troy Freeman of Springfield, Illinois, is an experienced mural and large-scale painter for businesses, cities, and townships, amusement parks, schools, residences. He's been the illustrator of 15 books and the founder of a graphics and web design business, and he is painting barns this year for certified Angus beef. And one of those was the McKean Brothers Angus Farm at Mercer, Pennsylvania. They dedicated their painting on the side of their barn early last month, the Certified Angus brand logo, Certified Angus Beef, and that was one of 40 stops across the country this year. The Vice President of Marketing for Certified Angus Beef, Tracy Erickson, says the effort is a tangible symbol of the valuable and interconnected roles that the partners play in guiding Certified Angus Beef from farm to table. Erickson says it's an honor for us to join the efforts of farmers like the McKean brothers in honoring our roots, family farmers and ranchers who've always been at the heart of the brand. And Erickson pointed out that few symbols represent vintage Americana like a barn, where farm life is centered from generation to generation, and where celebrations sometimes have been held. And she said each barn has a unique story, much like the Certified Angus Beef brand and the family farmers and ranchers who raise Angus cattle. The McKean's barn, painted by Troy Freeman, was one of 40 barns being painted this year during the 40th anniversary of Certified Angus Beef. I'll be back after this.